Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
This is Mike Novak, host of Mortgage Talk. Are you looking to buy a home? Call the experts at Alternative Mortgage Solutions, 314-835-1195. It's a great time to buy. Get pre-approved today and ask about our VA, FHA, USDA, or conventional loans. Borrow up to 100%. Call now and get pre-approved. It's fast and easy. 10 minutes of your time can save you thousands. Need money for home improvements or debt consolidation? Call Alternative Mortgage Solutions at 314-835-1195. That's 314-835-1195. Or mortgage-ams.com. NMLS 232-218.
The Union Cash Program gives new home buyers a great deal, plus $2,000 to $10,000 cash for use at closing from the unions. Search Union Home Building Partnership online for details.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear?
Hey, what is that I hear? Oh, it's the pitter pat.
And that happy tune is your step.
But what about life?
Here we go again.
Life can be so sweet.
Huh, it can be so sweet.
On sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues.
With those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid.
What's this?
Timmy Durante.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get drunk while I listen to you.
If I never had a sin, I'd be rich as Rockefeller.
Go, Timmy.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Timmy Durante. You old-timers will remember Jimmy Durante. That is his grandson, Timmy Durante, visiting St. Louis.
And I just asked if I could come by the show.
You know, you sound a little bit like Gilbert Gottfried.
Yep, cha-cha-cha-cha. Yeah, that's what I've been told.
Timmy Durante. Wow. Seems that relatives of all the very famous and formerly famous people always want to stop by, don't they?
Yeah, that's weird.
Flattering.
Oh, flattering, yeah.
Flattering. That's the word I give it. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon on the next to last day of the month of April.
Oh, you all right?
No, I'm not, actually. Apparently you guys didn't hear, or you wouldn't be able to keep your composure. DJ Easy Rock died. Did you hear this?
What?
Yes, Dan.
Yes, from It Takes Two fame.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know
It Takes Two? Oh, sure. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I remember
that song. I didn't know his name.
I went on YouTube and watched the video and listened to the song.
Heard of it?
No. That was an 88 hip-hop classic. And what stuns me is, for as much as I love hip-hop and have all the rap CDs, that I didn't know that song. I didn't really get into rap and hip-hop till the last couple of years, as you know. So, here it is. Actually, I have to tell you, it's really not a horrible song.
It takes two to make it out of sight.
Yeah. It's got a little bit of a Blurred Lines feel to it. You know, Blurred Lines. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can sing the Blurred Lines song to this. Dead at 46. Rodney Bryce was the name he was given at birth. Went by DJ Easy Rock. And for those who don't, I can't imagine there's anybody who doesn't know a lot about this guy, but for those who might not, I saw the video today, and I got to tell you something. This guy, he was different than the other rappers, and I'll tell you why I say that. He wore his cap sideways.
Sideways?
Yeah,
I don't think he was the singer. That was Rob Bass. I don't think he was the DJ. So I don't know if that's the... But still, I think everybody in the video had a sideways hat, so...
Well, I disagree. I looked at that video today, and I thought, there are three things I've never seen before in rap music. Wearing a cap sideways, He had a big medallion around
his
neck.
Big gold chain, yes.
And he had baggy pants. And I thought, now, this is a guy with a different approach.
Yeah, it's totally
This is a guy who wants to stand out as somebody not like the other rappers.
Well, they were trendsetters. That was back in the,
88.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
So once again.
They've evolved since then.
Oh, they sure have. They sure have. You don't see that anymore.
No.
You don't see the sideways cap and the big chain
and
the baggy pants. That's over. That was EZ's thing, and I don't think anybody dared to copy that. So, again, sorry to ruin everybody's day, but EZ Rock. 46, and they say cause of death not known. I'm going to guess natural causes. That's what I'm guessing.
At 46?
46, you pretty much are getting up there, you know.
Yeah. In the rap world, you are.
You know what? You're actually right. In the rap world, you are kind of getting up there at 46. Scott Rosenblum has been arrested on charged with DWI last night. This is an interesting story, and we'll talk a little bit about.
I'd like to represent myself.
Well, let me tell you something.
I guarantee he will.
Well, I bet he won't.
I don't know that they. I don't know that they would allow them.
I don't know the law. I don't, but I bet he won't, even if he can.
Yeah.
He is considered to be the best defense attorney in St. Louis, and I've only been around him twice. Once in a courtroom. We were on opposite sides. He was defending a scumbag, and I was trying to have the guy put in jail. And the other was at someone's house. And I'll tell you those stories, and I'll give you a little something to think about. And the other thing I'd like to do, and you can do this with anonymity from the standpoint that I don't really care what your full name is, but if you're a cop, I would love to hear from you and let you give me your take as a police officer on how cops feel about attorneys like Scott Rosenblum. Because only on a couple of occasions has this come up, and the couple of cops, and only a couple, that I talk to, they don't like guys like Scott Rosenblum. And that's not a statement that I don't like him or you shouldn't like him, but you have to stop and think about this. The very guys they're trying to get put away, the guys they've spent a lot of time on and they're testifying against in court, they did all the paperwork, they maybe almost got killed in the course of arresting a guy like this, and then Scott Rosenblum comes along and gets them off. That has to put a certain, I don't exactly know how to put this, they can't all love a guy that does that, even though what he's doing is not only legal, our system of justice has to have it. You have to have the right to hire the best of the best. You know, there was a story yesterday of a guy, and I may still have it, I'll try to find it later, but essentially the story was this guy, and I want to say Lincoln, Nebraska, I'm not sure, I'll find it later. He was acquitted on a technicality. He had drugs, he had cash, he had weapons, but a real smart attorney found a technicality, and the guy is off walking the streets. That's what's so amazing about a really good attorney. And I got a pretty good story to tell you about Mr. Rosenblum. And again, I don't know him. I don't dislike him. I'm not a fan. I'm not an enemy. I don't know much about him except that his reputation is he is the go-to guy if you're in really, really deep doo-doo. This is the guy who defended Leonard Little, who kept him out of jail after he killed that woman. And there's a list a mile long.
Mostly high-profile cases, right?
No. Not mostly high-profile. Well, when you say high-profile, yeah, in the sense that the crime is such a heinous... But the people aren't high-profile. You know, there are only a handful of the people who are high-profile, like Leonard Little. But you're right in that they are cases that are... It's not just somebody holding up a convenience store. It's a big, usually big murder case or criminal. What, he's a criminal defense attorney. He's not a civil. He's not a corporate attorney. But yeah, you're right. If what you mean is it's going to be a case that's going to get
a lot
of attention, and one of the reasons it gets attention is because he's the defense attorney. That actually adds to how newsworthy it is that he's the defense attorney. But before we get into all that, and then we're going to... Oh, and one other thing. I really would like Thursday, 2 days from now, to launch, and it may be the beginning and the end of it, our own talent show. Did you see the new talent show, The Wall? That's
no,
coming to TV.
No,
oh my goodness! Oh yeah, I saw the promo last night on I think it was NBC, AB. I don't remember, one of the networks. The Wall, and all I could tell from it was that somebody goes out on stage, and at least what it looked like was you sing and perform, and if enough of the people in this big audience like it, I guess they vote live from the audience. A wall comes up that was separating you on the stage from the audience, and when the wall comes up, there's a whole theater full of people. It's like you're now performing in front of a massive, like the crowd at American Idol or something. And I thought, really? Who sat around and said, well, we've done everything we can do.
What else could we do?
I know. Let's have a packed house, the kind of full, sold-out crowd that every performer would like to perform in front of, but you're never going to get to see them, and they're not going to see you, and the wall's not going to come up unless enough of them from their chairs in the audience vote for you.
It's like, well, somebody already did the judges with their back to the person, so now we got to come up with something.
Well, now, and you know what? They had, okay, well, you can't see the singer. Well, now the audience can't see the singer, and the singer can't see the audience unless you, I guess, this is how I think it works, because they showed a guy, you know, playing a guitar and singing on stage, and literally like a big curtain, only it was solid substance, lifted up like you'd raise a curtain, and there in front of him are 3,000 people. I'm just like a sold out house. So I guess he got enough votes that he made it to that level. So we have another show. So I thought Thursday we'll just give people a chance, and obviously it'll be over the phone. You lose a little bit over the phone, but the phone can also help you and be your friend because it disguises imperfections to some degree.
Are we going to have a name for our talent
We got
show?
2 days to come up for a name with a okay. name for this, for our talent show, and we'll discuss that. We need a name for and some kind of theme music for our talent show.
All
but
right.
I think, folks, if you're out there and you do impression, anything you can do on the phone, you can set the phone down and play the guitar. You can do impressions. You can sing. And if you want to start a music track, as long as you have something to play it on, knock yourself out.
You could
recite like Shakespeare. You could do something like a line from a play if you're an actor, and we'll give you like a minute. But I'm not a... He told me he was not guilty, and I believed him. You know, that kind of thing. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, by the way.
Wow, nobody's going to try to top that.
That was a scene from something I made up. I don't think there is such a play. But you could take Death of a Salesman and do like a minute from it. Anything audible goes. Now, if yours is a visual act, don't get on the phone juggling. That's just not going to work. And ventriloquism won't work because we're taking your word for it. Your lips aren't moving.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Edgar Bergen got away with that on radio and Charlie McCarthy, but you're not going to get away with that. So no ventriloquists, no jugglers, no unicyclists.
Hmm.
I think we can pretty much knock those out.
It has to be audible.
Audible talent.
Yes. Well, audible and not visual, I guess. Like you said, the ventriloquism thing.
If any of your act relies on the audience looking at you, you're kind of dead. Because they can't see you. And I think we've established that we have lots of blind listeners. They'll be the best judges of all. And I got another email, I'll read it later, great email from a guy going, what is the deal with these commercials about non-24? And I wrote him back and I just said, you know, because he mentioned a couple of stations they're running on, and I said, here's my take on it. I'm sure there are lots of organizations for blind people. Like the AARP is out there for seniors. I'm sure a lot of blind people belong to this, and I think what probably happened was some organization for blind people contacted a bunch of blind people in St. Louis and said, what do you listen to? And most of them that responded said KTRS. So we got, I think, the biggest chunk of those commercials, because we are the radio choice of blind people, and I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
Very proud of that. So they thought this would be a good way to reach the blind. And if you think about it, if you're blind, you're not getting much out of television.
Right, yeah.
We're here for you.
Better medium.
So let's do the Burke segment if we have anything. Do we have any Burke segment?
Yes, I have one quick thing.
I'd like to introduce Eon the Peon, maybe the best control board operator that I've worked with in the last 15 years.
In the world?
I mean, in the last 15 years that I've worked with. I mean that sincerely.
Wow, that is.
Peon, it's all yours.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I posted a video not too long ago, 10, 15 minutes ago, to our Facebook page. A very funny segment from The Tonight Show last night. Robinson Cano is a second baseman, Major League Baseball. He was a Yankee all of his career until this past offseason, where as a free agent,
this is the poster.
He signed a big deal with the Seattle Mariners, so he left the Yankees to go to the Mariners.
Right.
Tonight is his first night back playing in Yankee Stadium. So they had a man on the street kind of deal set up with Yankee fans. And the guy is interviewing these people and asking if they're going to boo Robinson Cano tonight at the game. And they all, of course, said yes, Yankee fans.
And they're looking at a big life-size poster of Cano in the Seattle's uniform, right?
Right, yeah. So the guy in the street says, well, turn around in that poster and start, show us how you're going to boo him. So all these Yankee fans turn around, they start booing them, and then they turn him back around to the interviewer, and he goes, well, turn around, go ahead, give us some more boos. And then Robinson Cano walks out of this giant poster, and all of a sudden they're face-to-face.
With the guy they were booing,
and it's amazing how their tune, all of their tunes changed.
They went from booing to, oh man, nice to meet you.
Yeah,
you
know, welcome back to New York.
Hey, man.
Yeah. So it's a very funny video.
Did you put it on our Facebook?
It is on our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/AM and the PM. You're right. I saw it. It is hysterical.
Very funny.
And I guess it just goes to show, when you're not standing in front of the person, you can be a pretty tough guy.
Yes.
And then when he walks out, a little different.
That goes along with a lot of different things. People that comment on, online through their
anonymous, cowardly comments.
They would never say those things to the person's face. So it's very funny.
Hey, speaking of that, before the rest of the Burke segment, we're playing the Yankees, aren't we?
Tonight?
No, not tonight. But yeah,
in the next few weeks.
At some point in the season, we will, yes.
Yeah.
Now, explain to me, because I don't know sports. How did that happen? We've never played the Yankees. What is that? How does that happen?
Interleague.
We might have played them once before.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we have.
We have
played them in interleague play before.
They started, I want to say, almost 10 years ago, where National League teams play American League teams, and it rotates every year which teams they play.
I don't think we've ever played the Yankees in Busch Stadium, have we?
Maybe not at Busch Stadium. I'd have to look that up.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I know we went there and played... in New York, but
that'll be a sold out deal.
Oh, that'll be awesome!
Oh,
huge!
Yeah.
More from you?
No, that was it.
All right, Dan, anything?
Yeah, I have something.
All right, this is Dan Strauss. He's supposed to be a producer, but he's really bad at it. So
world's worst producer.
Know what his title is anymore, except world's worst producer. Dan, take it away.
Thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
I have a kidney stone update.
Oh,
because I passed my kidney
we
stone.
We have the bulletin, bulletin music or something.
Oh. There you go.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled Burke segment, part of the program, for this kidney stone update. Let's go now live to Dan Strauss. Dan, what's going on?
Thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
It's been like 2 weeks ago, I guess, I passed my kidney stone.
Right, here at work.
Yeah. Here at work, I passed it, and I saved it. And
the only thing Dan's passed since fifth grade, by the way. He passed the test in fifth grade. And since then, he's not passed anything.
Yes, you're correct. So I... saved it and then took it to the urologist. I called the urologist and said, I passed my stone, so I'm canceling the appointment. They said, no, don't do that because your CAT scan showed that you have multiple stones.
I remember that.
So what happened was I went to see the urologist today, gave them the stone to send it off to analyze. The doctor's name is John McCarthy, and he's AM in the PM.
Oh, well, that can't hurt.
No, no, but he had talked about it, and he sent me down for an X-ray. I have one stone floating around in my kidney. He said sometimes the CAT scan is too exact and will show other things that is not kidney stones, but it will, you know, look like a kidney stone in there. But I have one other stone in there, and it's as big or a little bigger than the one that I just passed. The one that I just passed was pretty big. So he wants to blast it. Yeah.
Now, so, how long does that take? And how do you, don't have to be put to sleep to do
that. Yeah, you do. He said you're put out and you, you're under.
Put out meaning like, I don't want to be here. You're kind of put out.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I don't want to be here. Get me out of here. Yeah, you are.
You seem put out, Mr. Stroud. Well, I am put out.
You're under.
They do that with sound waves, right? Seismic?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And you're under anesthetic.
Well, listen to
the
geologist. Seismic?
Oh, well. Wow. And I found out, too, it's an elective type of thing. You have to get your insurance company to approve it. It's
which
not,
they may or may not.
Well, he said he's never had an insurance company not approve.
Well, if anybody
like
would be the first, it'd be you.
Yeah, no
We've
kidding.
We've approved everybody in the United States, but sorry, Dan Strauss, yes. We're not paying for yours.
And how big's the stone? No.
No, we're not.
No. So there is one stone left. And
when do you have this blasted?
Well, I have to talk to them, and we'll work it out. Because he said I wouldn't be able to work the day that I have it done.
Well, then I'd have it done on Saturday.
I think that he only does it during the week.
Most people would. Oh.
Well, have it done on a Friday because you still got me. And they got me on the side. You do it when you have to do it. Well, I don't know how we'll get along without you, but
I know.
I guess we will.
But I'll figure it out.
Just keep us posted.
Well, yeah, we'll figure it out. We're not going to do it anytime in the near future, but probably maybe June, July.
Is there a
like
possibility
that
you could pass it and not have to have that done?
Yes. That yes, there is a possibility that it could get in there and start traveling and going down.
Medical and that's trial. When you start feeling it first, right? When it leaves the kidney and starts going to the
once it gets in
ureter.
Once it gets in the hole, into the tube, it's like a big old jagged rock going through a garden hose.
So that's what you're feeling when you're bent over double and clutching your side. It's already in the urethra.
That's scraping.
It's
no,
in.
Not necessarily. The tube that passes from the kidney to the
to the urethra.
Okay,
frankly.
But it's working its way through.
Yes, and that's the pain you feel is when it's moving.
Scraping.
You know, and I'm glad you did that update because I can't count the emails. Well, here's one right here, dear Frank. What's the story with Dan's kidney stones? We need an update. We're concerned about it. Here's another one. Dear Frank, anything more on Dan and the kidney stones? We love an update. Here's another one. Dear Frank, last we heard Dan passed a stone, but there were more. Any more news on that? I'm telling you, Dan, they love
Everybody's
you.
Concerned.
They
love
you. They're all concerned about you.
Oh, the thing that I thought was cool was he's a listener. That's what I thought was cool.
That can't hurt. Because one, you say, well, what if he listens but he can't stand you? Then he might hurt you. Well, if he couldn't stand you, he wouldn't listen. So the fact that he listens means he likes it.
Yeah.
But what if he listens and you're the only part of the show he can't stand?
That could be a problem.
That could be a very
big
problem.
Yeah, he said he listened,
right? He didn't say he liked you.
Any details?
You know, that's what Peon said is very interesting. I've had people come up to me and go, Frank, I've heard you. And that's it. And that's not a compliment.
No adjectives.
But what you automatically do is go, well, I've listened to your show, and you go, oh, thank you. Well, wait a second. They didn't say they liked it. They just said they'd heard it. So, Dan, he might be a listener, and let's hope that he likes your part.
That happened to me time. I was running late for work. I was doing mornings at WMRY.
That's a great story.
Over in Belleville. I'm not finished.
I don't think he's done.
Oh. I'm not finished. I was running late, so I was flying down 255 heading
there.
For the Shrine.
Been there.
And I'm the only one on the highway besides a cop who's coming the other direction, and I saw him turn around in the median, and I just pulled over.
And
he turned his lights on, comes up, and I guess since I pulled over, it kind of freaked him out, and he walked up to my car with his gun unclipped. He clipped his gun and had his hand on his
gun.
Let
me guess. You said, hey, don't you know who I am?
Yeah.
No, he goes,
what are you going to do with that little thing, tough guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. You call that a gun? Well, you see what's in my glove box.
Yeah. And he said, where are you going so fast? why do you need, and I told him, I said, what I do, I said, I work mornings at WMRY and all this other stuff, and he says, oh, it's at radio station. I said, it's in, at the Shrine, and he goes, yeah, I know where it is. He goes, isn't that that station that that girl locked herself in the studio and played Rolling Stones all afternoon? And I said, yeah, it is. And he goes, I hate the Rolling Stones. I'll be right back with your ticket.
Oh, boy. That's an example of it not working, not working well. All right, is that it?
Yeah, that was it.
Let's close it. Anytime. There it is. Our segment's officially closed. Here, what we're going to do, we're going to... Tom has a name for our talent show. I'm going to take Tom's call, then give you the phone numbers, then take a break, then come back. Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, what's up with Dan's kidney stone, by the way?
See what he did there?
Oh, he missed it.
Thanks, Tom. You missed it.
He's playing
with
us.
I'm just kidding. Hey, it just came to me, man. It should be obvious. Instead of the wall, it'd be the call.
The call.
The call.
Like a casting call. Like we're putting the call out for talent.
Hey.
Well, I mean, people will be calling in with their talents. I mean, maybe it's not obvious. It just
no, that's
obvious.
Not. You know what? That's not bad.
Not bad.
The call.
And there was someone else that was on the phone earlier, and he hung up. But his name was Jim, I think, and he said the phone.
No, I like the
call. I like the call.
Yeah, I like the call because like the call. Wall is coming on next year, and it ties right in. The call, the wall. Way to go, Tom. Yeah. I like it.
Thank you. I'm an appeal.
Well, thank you for that. All right, well, so far, unless we get something better, we may have to call it the call. Welcome to, you know how they do that? This is the voice.
Yeah.
Maybe you could put something together, the harmonica, time for the call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe what I just did,
let's replay that thing.
We'll kick that around. All right, here are our phone numbers if you'd like to call. We come out of the break, we'll take your calls. I believe, it is Tuesday, so 4:30 or so, Joe Hipperson will join us. Till then, it's you and us, and we'll talk a little bit about the Scott Rosenblum thing or anything you want to talk about. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Good feet. I was really kind of surprised at how many people thought, until they knew better, that Goodfeet was a shoe store. Maybe I thought that in the beginning, but I don't remember that because I know from the very beginning when I saw Ozzie Smith on the TV commercials and I had paid enough attention to realize they were inserts, art supports, and I thought, well, what's the difference between these and that I'm yelling because I'm gelling and that stuff, you get off the rack. And then I found out the difference because I went in there because twice I've had plantar fasciitis, which is the number one reason people go into the Goodfeet stores. And I went in and very quickly saw the difference. The day I was in, there were three of us. And there was one person waited on in front of me and then a lady who came in after me. And she was about 80. The guy in front of me, because I heard him tell the guy in the Goodfeet store over by Fridays on Olive, the guy asked him how old he was, what he did for a living. He said he was 38, and he's a firefighter. And he was really having some trouble and some pain. So I got to sit and watch him wait on that guy, so I kind of knew what was coming and what the procedure was like. And I also got to watch the guy get up after they tried two or three different inserts, and then on about the third one or fourth one, they hit it. And he got up and walked around. He said, my goodness, he said, I can already tell the difference. This is so much more comfortable. And as he walked out of there, he bought three different inserts. Now, you may not need three. You might need one. You might need two. Because they have, for some people, one that you kind of the break-in insert. You wear it only so many hours a day because it's a more dramatic change in the way you walk and stand. And then there's one you can wear for longer periods of time, and then one you can wear pretty much all the time. Now, again, I don't know what you're going to need. I don't know what your situation is, but it's so easy, and it's just a matter of going in. You don't need an appointment and telling them what hurts you. And maybe you'll get real lucky, and the source of all that pain is your feet, and Goodfeet will be the answer. I hope that's going to be the case. It is for a lot of people. Three locations in the St. Louis area. There's a Goodfeet on Olive, just west of 270 across from Friday's. One in South County on Union Road across from Macy's, and one in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. The Goodfeet stores.
Meep, meep.
Let's see how the roadways look right now and check traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
K-sera, sera.
You know who that was?
Yeah, no, we had Boris Day come into the studio here. They just landed the plane.
Oh, Boris Day.
Boris
Day. Very good.
See what I did?
That's very good. Yes, I do. That's excellent. Boris Day.
All right. We get these people that land their plane here and pop in and say hey all the time.
Or it could have been her deep-voiced granddaughter, Cloris Day.
Yeah, it could have been.
Like, at least
here we go. Hey, we've got an accident now. It's on southbound 55 at Imperial, Maine. Also on westbound 270 at the Canal Bridge. They're down to one lane because of construction. Traffic is backed up between 111 and 203. Up in Alton, we've got a pedestrian that's been struck at 20th and Albee. And we just have volume that's starting now on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland. This traffic report is brought to you by TrueCar.com. In the market for a new car, TrueCar.com will save you time and money. Go to TrueCar.com and find out what others have paid for the vehicle you want. Save time, money, and never overpay. Shop TrueCar.com today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
You've seen them on Twitter. They have more than 4 million followers. WTF. We're going to have fun facts every Thursday with folks from WTF. Also on Wednesday, Don Lemon from CNN, national, international headlines, and also what's going on in Don's life. We always touch on that. And our Wednesday drive-thru starts with Martin and Randy at 10.
The Martin Kilcoin Show, along with Randy Naughton, weekdays at 10 on KTRS, live and local.
Are you a man having trouble with slow or painful urination, the urge to urinate frequently, or other symptoms of an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? Do you find the oral medications prescribed for your condition to be ineffective? And does the prospect of an invasive surgery worry you? Then it's time you learned about an innovative solution that's making a real difference. Discover an outpatient laser treatment that has helped hundreds of thousands of men similar to you. No ongoing medication, no invasive surgery. If you've been diagnosed with an enlarged prostate, go online to easype.info. That's easype.info to learn more and see if you qualify for this innovative outpatient laser treatment, or call toll-free 877-314-3406, 877-314-3406. That's easype.info or 877-314-3406.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mayor Tom Schneider. Florissant is the oldest and largest community in the county. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action. Our patriotic, faith-based city was founded by French Catholics in the 1700s who used the French word for flourishing to name our valley Florissant. The Spanish governor established the village of St. Ferdinand in 1786, and that name lasted till 1939 when the Florissant name returned. Help us celebrate the 75th anniversary of a place called Florissant and join our 52nd annual Valley of Flowers Festival. The festivities begin Friday, May 2nd at the Knights Grounds with great barbecue, rides, and games for all ages, and ends with the parade and queen crowning Sunday, May 4th. The Egan Center grounds will feature the historic Zoe Family Circus Friday and Saturday, joined by more fun under big tents with a big bubble blower, pirate ship, and lots of food. Free admission to all events. Sunday's parade features the queen candidates, floats, antique cars, military vehicles, marching bands, a marching mayor, and fun galore. Visit FlorissantMo.com and click on the focus. Hope to see you in Florissant soon.
Hi, this is Ken Heisey. We started Heisey Advisory Group with one thing in mind, to serve our clients well. As a fiduciary, I have a legal responsibility to work for your best interest. Call us now at 314-909-1116, and I'd be happy to give you a no-obligation consultation. If you're like most people, you've had some gains recently. Unfortunately, most people aren't aware of the fees that they've been paying on their investments, so a lot of your gains could disappear before you see them. Now is the best time to give us a call and let us help you review your portfolio. Take control of your assets and your profits. Let us help you put a plan together with only one thing in mind, you.
Call Heisey Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no-obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116. Or visit them at heiseadvisorygroup.com. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
Have you opened up your heating bills for the winter this year? Have you totaled them all up? What's if I were to tell you that with one simple phone call, you could save 30% on your energy bills? That one phone call is to Aladdin Insulation. Aladdin Insulation has been around since 1947. They've been serving St. Louis through and through. Their reputation is fantastic. They'll come to your house and give you a free energy analysis. They will check your R value. And if your R value is not high enough, they'll make sure your R value gets to the point where you can save some serious money on your energy bills. Insulation and energy savings is the thing that is going on right now. Big businesses are doing it. So why not you, the homeowner, save up to 30% on your energy bills with Aladdin Installation. Serving St. Louis since 1947. 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000. Aladdin and Aladdin Installation can save you big on your heating and cooling bills. Call Aladdin Installation today.
Parktown Audi is the industry leader for Audi in the St. Louis metro area. Right now, Parktown has the 2015 Audi A3 sedan with automatic transmission, full leather interior, power moonroof for $29,000. That comes with a 4-year, 50,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty. If you're in the market for a new Audi, from the ever-popular A4 to the Audi flagship A8, Parktown will not be undersold. Family-operated for 41 years in Kirkwood at 10230 Manchester Road, just 1 mile east of Lindbergh.
GEICO presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with GEICO. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, a retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Big 550, home of The Call. I'm going with that name for Thursday unless we come up with a better. I like it. The Call. This is The Call. And we'll all three sing it together, and that'll be our... We don't have any budget for production music.
Somebody else called during the break and said that you had said something, and she thought that was a good name. Knock Yourself Out.
Knock Yourself. It's not a boxing competition. Yeah. I'm going with The Call. Quicker and easier to sing. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. This is Mike. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Mike. I just want to ask you about a joke real quick.
I can barely hear you, Mike. I don't know what the problem is. Ask about what?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I just wanted to ask you about a joke. I haven't heard it in a long time, if you would do it sometime. It's something about, I guess it was Tarzan or something like that, and he lost an eye and lost a leg and lost the leader and had to replace. Remember that one?
That does not ring a bell. Give me a little more of it.
Tarzan must have been in a fight with something or some big creature, and he lost an eye, had to go to the witch doctor or something like that. His eye replaced, and then... His arm replaced and his Weezer replaced, and I guess he must have been someone asked him about, well, how'd you get a new eye? Or I got it from an eagle, I can see the best, and replaced my arm with a lion's or a bear's arm, I can do real good now, and I had to replace, well, how's your Weezer? He said, well, I had to replace it with an elephant's trunk. But no, this is, okay, stop, I'll stop you right here.
This has to do with now what he does with certain food items.
People are eating, don't like to eat because he puts too much grass up as you know what.
Too much grass up his butt with it.
Yeah, I do know that joke, and it's been a while. And yeah, maybe we'll bring that back around, but not tomorrow because you just told it and didn't do a bad job, by the way.
I only remember bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, me too, and I got to kind of run it through my head and make sure I get it right before I do it, because if you listen to this show, we don't bring anything to the airwaves until it's perfect.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Remember, I heard this way back when you were in FM.
I've told it a few times, but I'll work on bringing it back again, okay?
All right, well, since I'm not on the radio, AM and the PM anyway, and thanks all.
Thank you, Mike. All right, now, one of the weird cases ever in this town was just, we wrapped up yesterday, and it was this guy, and I'll just give you the sort of rough scenario here, the summary, was accused of 3 counts of child molestation, 1 of sodomy, at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Clayton. This guy is from Pennsylvania, was In 2011, he was in St. Louis for a business trip. And he finished the night of drinking and ended up at about a little after 3 o'clock in the morning in bed in a room at the Ritz with a 9-year-old girl. There are a lot of things about this that are just making it a really weird case. First of all, it wasn't his room. And you say, well, how did he get in there? Apparently, somebody at the front desk gave him a card key to the wrong room, but it was a number he asked for because he was so drunk. I think he messed the room number up. So they gave him that, which by the way, I'm sure that person's been fired. You can't just, because somebody comes to the desk and goes, hey, give me a key to room 846, you know, when it's really 468. They don't do that. They're not supposed to do that, because I could go and ask for a key to anybody's room, go in there and rob them. So that's the first problem. But let's just say that's what happened. And he goes in the room, gets in bed, and realizes there's somebody in bed. Turns out it was a 9-year-old girl. Now, her parents are in the adjoining room. Now, once he puts his hands all over her, and, you know, she goes into the room next door, wakes her parents up and tells them, says, there's a guy who's touching me, and she used a little child's word for vagina, my pachacha. He touched my pachacha, which, by the way, for a 9-year-old, I think it's time maybe you teach your kid the real words for things. So they go in the room, and there he is still standing in his underwear. Now, the first thing I would have done as the girl's dad
is
beat the complete hell out of this guy. Okay, that's another part I don't understand. I'd have sent this guy to the hospital. But Scott Rosenblum defended the guy who was in bed with the 9-year-old girl, and yesterday he was acquitted. And one of the things he did, according to today's STL Today article, was he got the cop, the arresting officer, or the cop, a cop who interviewed the man at the police station or something, on the stand, and started hammering him about this supposed confession this guy made. And the police officer couldn't produce any written evidence of that confession. So at a certain point, Rosenblum turns to the jury and says, quote, he lied, talking about the cop. And you caught it, he told the jurors. If you can't trust the messengers, you can't trust the message. Well, Scott Rosenblum is a very smart attorney, but maybe not quite as smart as he thought he was, or we thought he was, because last night, right after midnight, the very evening that followed his victory in court, he was arrested for DWI. He was arrested, let me make sure I get this right, on South McKnight Road in Ladue, crossed the center line about 12:15 this morning. And they took him to the police station, and I saw the mugshot of him. And what's interesting here is, and I don't know if Dan or Peon earlier brought it up, who's he going to get to defend him? Is he going to defend himself? Well, I doubt it. I don't think they usually do that. They get somebody else. But what's interesting is, and I guess it's more of a question than anything else, was the cop, I wonder if the cop who stopped him was giddy that he got Scott Rosenblum. Because, again, this is a guy who's real good at getting some of the baddest of the bad guys off. Maybe not completely off, but he gets sentences reduced, gets them to plead guilty. They end up not going to jail. And it's frustrating, I think, sometimes for cops when they're trying to put the bad guys away, and you get an attorney who keeps getting them off. Legally, I might add, and has every right to do it. And the people that hire him have every right to hire him, and he's just doing what he does and does it well. I couldn't do it. One, because I'd be in fear for my life all the time. I'd be afraid that the parents of some victim whose killer I got off, or alleged killer I got off, would come after me. And I'm sure he deals with that. I also couldn't do it because I'm one of these people who does not believe that a defense attorney always believes his client is innocent. I don't believe for a minute that Johnny Cochran and all those people on that defense team thought O.J. Simpson was innocent. I don't believe that. I just think they knew the law, and they knew what they were doing, and they knew how to get him acquitted. So I have some other thing, but if you're a cop, we're going to break and come back. If you're a cop, you don't have to identify yourself. What do you think about? How do you would you be thrilled at the idea of taking a guy like Rosenbloom down and getting mug shots and booking with the DWI? And I think we all know the outcome here. He knows the law well. And I've never also been clear. They say it's not clear whether he took a breathalyzer on the scene. I'm still confused. One, I haven't been in jail. I'm almost boring in how this sounds self-serving, but squeaky clean, meaning I'm not a drinker to any extent, really. I've still never been clear on whether or not what your rights are and what you should or shouldn't do.
Yeah,
if they say, take a breath, some people say, never take it.
Yeah. Right.
Well, then you lose your license. I understand.
And then you sound, it makes you sound so guilty.
Well, it does. It does.
I'm not doing
it. But there are attorneys that will go, do not agree to the breath. So I don't know what, if it happened tonight, I wouldn't know what to do. I'd be lost. He did. He should. He's a lawyer. So I don't know if he took it or didn't take it or how any of that works. But we'll kick it around some more after we come back. It's a very interesting case. Not only the Ritz-Carlton case, but his own case. American Equity Mortgage has a phone number that is copied by a few different mortgage companies. Heard a new mortgage company, at least I'd never heard of it the other day, with the name American in it and the name Mortgage in it. Well, that's about as close as you can get to trying to call yourself American Equity Mortgage, even though you're American National Mortgage, whatever it is. They're not American Equity Mortgage. And even though phone numbers may be similar, those numbers won't get you to American Equity Mortgage. Two things will: AmericanEquity.com and this number, 314-878-9999. And what'll happen is you're going to get a company that's been around over 21 years that will work quickly for you and thoroughly for you, regardless of your credit. When they say perfect or less than perfect, that less than perfect category, that's most people. Few people have. I don't have perfect credit. What's a perfect credit score? 900 or something, like 880 or 900. I'm close. I think I'm 820. Great credit score, but not perfect. So don't worry about that part of it. You just need to know who to call for debt consolidation loan, for home equity loan, or for that mortgage. And that is American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Don't go away. I got a feeling we've got some good stuff to talk about coming up here. It is 4 o'clock at the Big 550.